You're listening to Fritz and Friends on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
And welcome back, everyone, to Fritz and Friends on 1320 WILS and 1320WILS.com. Cheryl Fritz here, along with Mike Price, producing for him, if I can get it together tonight. With me on the line is David Sparty Brown, who was here in this chair just a couple of weeks ago. How are you, David?
I'm doing great, Cheryl. How about yourself?
Well, I was doing well till I was just sputtering there a bit. I need you back here.
We've all had moments like that.
Yeah. You know, we can talk fine all day, and then when there's a microphone in front of us, all of a sudden it all starts. So
well, I need to... I know what you mean, because there have been times when I've been given the cue or a teleprompter light comes on and the mind goes blank.
Oh, okay. So I'm not alone.
Negative on that one.
You did do a great job. I heard your show here a couple weeks ago. You did a beautiful job.
Well, thank you very kindly. It's nice being interviewed by one of Lansing's best-known local radio and TV personalities. You've been in the market for some time.
We're not going to talk about years, are we, David?
No, I will never touch that subject.
I was going to say, okay, then you'll remain one of my favorites.
You and I are about the same length here.
Okay, I'll take that. I'll take that happily. I will. I neglected to introduce you in terms of your title. You're the director of the alumni clubs for MSU Alumni Association. It's a pretty exciting time to be a Spartan right now.
It's a great time to be a Spartan. You know, an awful lot of folks probably are either listening to us on the radio right now or hopefully on the internet down in the state of Florida in and around Orlando. It's a great time to be a Spartan down there. As the team has been there for almost a week, and a lot of Spartans are gathering, getting ready for the big game on Saturday versus Alabama.
Yeah, I mean, the matchup for this, it couldn't have been written any better, could it? With Nick Saban's history here at MSU and Antonio working with him, and I mean, it's just going to be a great matchup.
I think it really is, because both teams have a pretty good history behind them, a lot of tradition. Surprisingly, they play football very closely. You know, Jack Ebling would probably differ a little bit on some of the things and some of my point of views from the two teams, but I think the spirit is just equally strong on both sides, and I'll tell you, I'll match any Spartan against any Alabama alum.
There you go. Against the alum, we've got them. We'll
no
take
question
them.
About that.
We'll take them. What are you hearing about some of the alumni parties and folks getting ready for the game around the country this weekend? And maybe I'll piggyback that with, what is the worldwide MSU Alumni Association Game Watch calendar? I stumbled across that.
Well, it's something that I've been updating, and I'm getting more posts as we speak right now. One of the wonderful jobs I have at the university is overseeing our network of 130 domestic alumni chapters all around the country. We've got more than 30 here in the state of Michigan alone. And surprisingly, the number two state for the number of alumni clubs is the state of Florida.
Oh.
And we do have 10 chapters in the state of Florida. And that represents folks who live in the state full time. In fact, doing a little bit of research on the southeastern part of the United States, I was able to come up with nearly 35,000 Spartans who live within a one-day's drive of the Orlando area. So couple that with all the snowbirds that spend part of their time in Michigan and a lot of their winters down in Florida. We've got a whole bunch of Spartans that are going to fill the stands at the Citrus Bowl.
So we can Capital One Bowl?
Capital One Bowl, the Citrus Bowl Stadium, I think it's still called.
Oh, it is the Citrus Bowl Stadium.
I think it still is. A lot of people still call it that.
I am not going to question you on that. That is for sure. So we're expecting a lot of green and white in the stands then on Saturday.
Absolutely. In fact, my understanding is that the official block of tickets through the MSU Athletic Ticket Department did sell out. But the way these bowl games go, there's going to be a lot of trading, swapping, and a lot of folks looking for tickets right up to game time. So I bet you that while there's going to be an awful lot of Alabama there, you're going to see a huge chunk of green and a huge chunk of white.
Yeah, I have a lot of friends who have already hit the airport and are headed down there. I'm sure you have as well.
Right. And we have our official tour through the MSU Alumni Association that did sell out. So more than 350 people are on that tour, staying at the Peabody Hotel, which coincidentally, is the official team hotel for the Spartan football team. And our executive director, Scott Westerman, has been posting on his Facebook page little video clips and little photo essays of some of the activities going on. And by the way, our Alumni Association is sponsoring a New Year's Eve gala tomorrow night at the Peabody. And it's going to be a big event with live entertainment, cash bar and buffet, and a well-known name to these parts, George Blaha, is going to serve as the master of ceremonies for that particular event. But the following morning, everybody's going to be up and early, and at 10 o'clock sharp, about one block from the stadium, is the official tailgate. And Scott tells me that it is a sellout.
Wow.
More than 1,500 people will be there for another buffet and a chance to really pep it up with the Spartan marching band, the cheerleaders, President Luana Simon. Who knows? A lot of special and surprise guests popping up for that one as well.
And the only people missing are you and I.
I know. What's wrong with that
picture?
Yeah,
I was going to say, there's definitely something wrong with this picture. I guess someone had to stay here and man the fort because everybody else was leaving.
That's true. That's true. But right now, we've got about 40 chapters around the United States that have officially notified us of game watch parties, either at local sports bars, in some cases, some of the smaller clubs in somebody's house. I think one of the most unusual gatherings is right in Jackson at the Michigan Theater. Our alumni club of Jackson County is sponsoring a game watch on the big screen.
Oh, that's amazing.
It is. It's something that one other chapter kind of innovated up in Traverse City. Our Grand Traverse Club, about 2 years ago, started a relationship with the filmmaker Michael Moore, who happens to own the State Theater in downtown Traverse City.
Mm-hmm.
And he's totally renovated and restored that theater and made it an all-digital projection theater. And he offered it to the Michigan State and the Michigan clubs to show the football games, the annual Clash on the Gridiron on the big screen up there, with one caveat that no commercials be played on the screen during timeouts and breaks.
Ooh.
So the two clubs get together and they'll fill that house with 650 people, and they do raffles and giveaways and fundraisers for the respective chapter alumni scholarship funds. So.
Well, I'll tell you, we always have, MSU fans have great imaginations as to how to do this. Very little time left, but where will you be watching, David?
Good question. I'm debating whether or not to go to Jackson or to have a small family gathering in my home with a brand new 55-inch widescreen TV.
I think I'd go with that.
Yeah.
What time shall I be over? The game's at 1.
The kickoff is 1 o'clock. You'll have to share in pork ribs and sauerkraut.
I'm all over that. Well, David Sparty Brown, I appreciate you being with us. Happy New Year to you, sir.
And one other quick thing, if you want to see where there's a game watch near you, go to alumni.msu.edu.
I neglected to do that. Thank you for getting that in there for us. Happy New Year to you, and go Spartans.
Happy New Year to you, too. Go green.
There you go. Thanks, David. We'll be back with more Fritz and Friends right after these messages.